Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
Everybody see that text?
Oh, is that him? Yeah, okay. We just waited.
What?
I was going to join you in process. In progress.
Oh, I saw you charging down the hallway. I thought I'd just wait. See, your key cardy thing disintegrated?
Yeah. Well, Hanson's fell apart too, but mine completely fell apart.
There's it. Probably made in China. Garbage.
Dimly lit room deep within the bowels. And today, on yet another historic day, we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
300,000 poor, godforsaken Russian young men.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no kidding.
Zip-dip-dip-dip-dip-dip-dip.
Yeah, it's a tragedy for those people, too. But such is the nature of the whole dealio.
You know, I was tempted to go with a different general manager, which I will now explain briefly. The flaming hypocrisy of the mainstream media. And you're thinking, Joe, please. ABC 123, chocolate and scoop of chocolate, scoop of vanilla. Quit wasting my time. An ancient movie reference there. I've come across a story, and you're familiar with it, so egregious and unforgivable. You think you're cynical about the media now. I will raise your cynicism to Olympian levels.
Wow, is that something to look forward to then, or?
I think so. You ought to know what time it is, huh?
Yeah.
As they used to say.
Wake you
probably
up.
Probably 20 years ago.
Know what time it is. Joe's going to raise your cynicism to Olympian levels. So.
Yes.
There you go. Something to look forward to. The feds have raised the interest rate another 0.75 point. Is that what they did?
Excellent. Lovely.
Yeah. So I was hearing various news sources go through the math on the average credit card bill or the average house payment or of how much it will go up. It's really quite shocking what it does.
It is indeed. For instance, on Special Report last night on Fox News, they were discussing the fact that if you buy a $500,000 house, with 20% down, your house payment is now going to be 40% more than it was back compared to the rates of a year and a half ago, 2 years ago.
Wow.
40 freaking percent. What that is going to do to the housing market will not be minor.
Well, and what I think most people do is you buy the biggest house you can afford.
So in terms of the payment.
In terms of the payment, right.
Yeah.
So you're not going to make that 40% bigger house payment. You're going to buy a significantly smaller house to keep the payment the same. That's what people are going to do.
Yeah, roughly 40% or so.
Much smaller house than just a couple years ago.
So the entire housing market, and, you know, your results may vary, check your local listings, the entire nature of the housing market is going to skew because you're going to see demand surge at various levels of price and demand drop off at higher levels of price.
Moving
you're going
down.
To see, that's right, you're going to see people stay in their houses far longer than they would have because, you know, as we've discussed, I tell you what, sweetheart, let's take on the same payment and get 40% less house, says nobody ever.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. And whereas you might have felt somewhat mobile 2 years ago, you know, if a job comes up over in, Texas or whatever, maybe we'll move there or something like that. Well, if you're locked into a 30-year mortgage at 2.9%, you're not going to want to give that up. I'm not going to want to give that up.
No, no way. No, you almost can't unless you're just silly rich.
Because that's you go from the lowest rates that you're locked into to the current rates, and I can't imagine what that change is. So, right. Holy cow. Yep, that is going to change the whole thing was crazy anyway, so maybe it'll get somewhere back to normal, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, boy. I know a couple of people who waited just a little too long to sell their houses, and now they're really sweating. You know, these people will be fine. I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. They're not starving. But it's a bad, bad feeling when you were sitting on a gold mine 12 months ago. And now you might as well be trying to sell an elephant in suburbia. Nobody wants an elephant.
Very few people.
And those that do, keep an eye on them.
I don't know, honey. I just always thought it'd be cool to have an elephant. What are we going to feed it? Oh, right. It eats. What would we feed it? Where are we going to
feed it? I'm not sure the yard is big enough for an elephant. Then it could crush the fence in a single blow. Oh, Stampy, I'll be right there.
He gets hungry this time of day. We gotta officially start the show so we can hear the opening clip and then discuss that. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is How'd It Get to Be Thursday, September 22nd. Now that we're into fall, the year 2022, we are Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
Well, go darn it then. Let's leap into action. According to FCC rules and regulations, here we go at Mark.
And even though he was today's headliner, the president left diplomats with this.
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
What now?
Wow. You know, it's a rare combination of incoherence and humiliation there. Can you play that one more time?
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
I assume you meant thank you for tolerating?
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
Me?
Thank you for tolerance
listening. It was an effort at being self-deprecating, which I'm not sure that's the right place at the UN when you just gave the I'm standing up for the free world speech. But
indeed. Well, it ended up being self-deprecating. Indeed.
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
Yeah, it was self-deprecating, not... And that's funny. The self-deprecating is never used in that way.
Right. Unintentionally self-deprecating, yeah.
Like, if you trip and fall down in front of a bunch of people, that's self-deprecating.
It had to be an awe-inspiring moment when in 57 different languages, the same phrase was whispered, he's as senile as they say.
Oh, wow. You think?
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
Hey, I put country before party. Oh, there's a Freudian slip I'm going to get blasted for on the text line. I put country before party. I want Joe Biden to be strong and wise. than give way to, you know, a good Republican in 2024. I want the country to hang together. I want Russia to be defeated, blah, 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 blah. I don't delight in the fact that he's incoherent. But
pull that bad and can't care.
Well, counterpoint.
So, not that I want to talk about the midterm elections, but it's just another example of, with 7 weeks to go and the various polling you hear all the time by people who endlessly follow these things, predicting what's going to happen. There's so many things that can happen in 7 weeks. For instance, are there going to be two more interest rate bumps, which just changes the housing market and the way you feel about your credit card bill? I mean, just completely from the way you feel now, maybe.
Well, and generally, when the landslide of a given market begins, it begins a day after you had no suspicion it was going to begin. I mean, it just comes out of nowhere, and housing prices plummet, whatever. You know, a harsh recession has begun, although it takes a while to know you're in a recession. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I wonder about the credit card debt. If people will know, maybe people won't notice. Maybe people just look at their minimum monthly payment and make it. Without looking at how much of that is going to the principal or versus the interest and how much it's growing. But if the stories are true that a lot of people have been living off their credit cards as inflation has kicked in and, you know, continuing to spend, and that's going to, you know, that's got a finite limit to it. We're going to get to that finite limit a lot faster with these interest rates than we would have before.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And you run out of room on your credit card. As things get more expensive, S gets real, as they say.
Then you know what time it is.
Exactly, man. We're urban today. We're earthy and urban.
Yeah, in 2002.
Anyway, how does a mailbag look?
Oh, it'll do. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, we couldn't buy as much mailbag. Higher rates.
Exactly, between inflation and the interest rates. God dang it. That's something to think about, getting a house that's dang near half as big as you were going to get just 2 years ago for the same amount of money.
Or gulp in a hood that's, you know, only 60% as nice.
Yeah, I saw they featured a couple on the news. I'm sure they went out of their way to find the most tragic example they could. But they found a couple who had been saving, and now the house they're going to buy versus like just a year ago, interest rates are more than double what they were 1 year ago. They're going to buy a house. This one's not going to have a garage. They were going to get a house with a certain number of bedrooms and a garage, and now they're going to get a house with fewer bedrooms and no garage just in a year.
Kids, I wish we had a garage, too. Now step over the body on the sidewalk, and let's go into our new house.
Wow. And who needs a roof? I feel like it's so constraining.
Now we don't need electric light. The sun shines right in during the daytime.
Oh, jeez. This is making me sick. I'm a renter looking to buy a house. How tiny a house am I going to end up buying? Anyway, this is all on the way. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Thank you for tolerance for listening to me.
Mm-hmm. Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Interest rates are probably the most important story in the world in your personal life, but the most important story in the world, literally, is what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. And a good opinion piece in the Washington Post today analyzing Putin's move with the question of, if your best trained, best equipped soldiers got pushed out, how are these poorly trained, poorly motivated, poorly equipped soldiers supposed to take a ground back? Which is a decent question, but more on that later.
Wow. Yeah, interesting question indeed. We've also had a number of listeners who are sympathizers to Russia. Maybe not. Excuse me. Sorry, my mic is... I got saggy mic syndrome.
It happens with age. Low T.
Yeah, I know it. Who've said, look, it's only the most important story in the world because we're involved, because NATO's involved. If Russia just run roughshod over Ukraine, or they fought it out and ended it on their own terms, it wouldn't be that big a story.
I don't think you could be more wrong than that. I don't think you could possibly, if you tried, be more wrong. But we can talk about that later.
Excellent. A strong response from the co-host. So stay tuned for that discussion. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. You know, once in a while I come across an author I wasn't familiar with, and I look him up and figure out what they were all about. William Arthur Ward was a writer, American writer in the 20th century, and I don't know a great deal about him, but man, could he unleash a quip. So I love this because we have a couple of emails about great teachers who teach the Constitution, teach history, teach American history and love of the country, which I think is wonderful. But William Arthur Ward said, quote, "The mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, the superior teacher demonstrates, the great teacher inspires."
Wow, I was excited by each one, but it got better.
It just keeps getting better. That's why it's such a good quote. Way to go. Mailbag. Drop us a line, would you? Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. A number of people weighing in on the whole Martha's Vineyard flap continuing. Jeff from Northern Cali. So the illegals sent to Martha's Vineyard, so they're suing... So the illegals sent to Martha's Vineyard are suing DeSantis, huh? They got the best lawyers in the nation so quickly and were provided a legal team of experts. It's almost like they're being used as political pawns.
Funny.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Then there's this. He signs off as Scott after two cocktails. So Scott after two writes... The trumping of DeSantis has started with a lawsuit against him by the illegal immigrants. Soon the DOJ will launch an investigation chaired by Adam Schiff. They will tie up DeSantis with fake lawsuits and investigations like they did and continue to do so with Trump. Well, I would argue some fake, some real. But anyway, the lawsuit alleges an equal protection violation. Did they compare the treatment of those folks to how the other illegal immigrants are being treated? Martha's Vineyard versus El Paso? The El Paso illegal immigrants are the one who should be suing for equal protection. Send us to Martha's Vineyard.
Mm.
We are a nation of illegal immigrants. He signs off. You know, Scott, I'd keep it to two cocktails, but that's a pretty good two cocktail emailing.
You know, I was listening to one of my favorite commentators yesterday, and he struck a chord about it. I thought, yeah, you're right, dude. How is this even a story when we have 20 million illegal immigrants in this country, a massive issue that has been going on for decades, and we're all of a sudden 50 people at Martha's Vineyard is the point of argument on both sides? How is this even a conversation?
50 people who are being treated like honored guests. Yeah, yeah, I know. What a great, great point. Let's see. Now fun with language and fun with math. First of all, Paolo, repurposing popular jargon. We need to change with the times, guys. That includes communicating in terms that resonate with people today. I'll try to demonstrate what I'm talking about here. We're exploiting the powerless by borrowing money from children and the unborn. With our excessive spending, with no plausible plan to repay it. In fact, the current plan is to borrow another trillion per year for the next decade. At that point, I think the plan is a miracle happens.
Yeah,
we owe them reparations. Literally, that's what the national debt is. We have to come to terms with the fact that we cannot indefinitely spend more than we earn and consume more than we produce. And we must deconstruct our expectation that the government appears our mommy with a band-aid in response to any and all adversity. Finally, we must find a way to meaningfully engage those who don't want to have a conversation about these issues. So we need to make clear we're exploiting the powerless. We need to pay them reparations. We need to have a conversation about ripping off our children and grandchildren. Well, we've been having one here for quite some time.
I like
the good it's done.
I like the part about something magical's going to happen and solve this at some point.
That appears to be the plan. Yeah, as the interest on the federal debt, and we warned you.
Oh, right. Geez, we had all that interest rate talk and didn't get to this.
Right. Now that debt has just become, well, it's gone from gargantuan to unimaginable. As a share of the budget.
And speaking of quotes, one of my all-time favorites, if something can't continue, it will stop. It seems simplistic, but it's good. This can't go on. So it'll
then
stop.
It will end.
It will end at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and I have a feeling that end is not going to be rosy nice either. And our generations, even those of us who tried like crazy to come to our senses, our generations will be viewed bitterly by history for what we have done. Hello, good morning.
Aren't you glad you tuned in? If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand. Oh, geez.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'd like at some point to get to the Washington Post's analysis of Putin's move of calling up 300,000 more troops, what that likely will or won't mean for the war in Ukraine, and what the current totals are for Russian dead and equipment lost, which is a staggering number.
Yeah, we're working on lining up Jeff McCausland, I think, or to have a conversation about that as well.
Somebody smart.
Somebody knows what the hell they're talking
exactly.
About.
I'm in favor of that.
Okay, great. So you probably remember a couple of weeks ago, everyone was talking about how Rachel Richardson, a Duke volleyball player, made accusations that fans in the BYU student section at the volleyball game were racially heckling her throughout the match. And her father made a number of statements to the press, etc. The horrified folks at Brigham Young University immediately set to investigating the allegations, grilled all sorts of people at the games, plowed through the audio of the broadcast of the game, even removing the voices of the announcers so they could hear clearly, and they found zero evidence that any of it ever happened. Now, the legacy media was full of this story for days. You couldn't ignore it. I plow through a dozen news sources a day. It was on all of them. The fact that the investigation bore zero fruit appeared on a small fraction of those mainstream media outlets.
As is often the case.
Right. It's not nearly as exciting. That would be good old-fashioned media bias, number one, in favor of scandal and conflict and anger, but also their fever to be on, quote-unquote, the right side of history when it comes to the grievances of super-progressive black folks. And I say super progressive black folks because there are many, many, many black Americans who are absolutely not down with the whole critical race theory thing, which we'll get into more later. But that would merely be your standard disgusting, angering bias. But this takes it to another level. Shortly thereafter, on September the 17th, last Saturday, at the BYU versus Oregon football game, the Cougars lost to the Ducks 20-41. That's a tough loss. However, the trending topic around BYU was not the loss, but instead a video of a portion of the student section of Oregon chanting, F the Mormons, but using the actual word.
You know,
repeatedly and at length.
Yeah. That's interesting. You know what? I heard this story and didn't put two and two together. Obviously, there's a problem with the amount of attention that phony story got and the lack of attention this real story got.
Well, right. It's the juxtaposition of the two.
Yeah.
That's just outrageous.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's the accusation, right? And there's video, and it's been on Twitter and the rest of it. The University of Oregon, and I'm quoting now their Twitter account, sincerely apologizes for an offensive and disgraceful chant coming from the student section during yesterday's game against Brigham Young. These types of actions go against everything the university stands for, and it goes against the spirit of competition. We can and will do better as a campus community that has no place for hate, bias, or bigotry. A 100% documented, offensive, religious discrimination chant, which the University of Oregon, and kudos to them, immediately stood up and said, yes, this happens, it's awful, and we're looking into it, we'll try to do better. Not a drip of coverage in the mainstream media, or hardly a drip.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfreaking believable.
Yeah. It's also the whole criticizing Christianity. It really doesn't land. Mormons even more so.
If you were chanting, doesn't fit the narrative.
If you were chanting F the Muslims, can you imagine how much attention that would get? Not to mention your school would be bombed.
Right.
Or F the Jews, or, you know, pick anybody that's not a Christian or especially a Mormon. And, but Mormons, you shouldn't do that. But come on.
You know, the BYU student paper, the Cougar Chronicle, actually followed this up with an opinion piece explaining how critical race theory applies to that juxtaposition we're talking about, and we don't have time to get to it now. I'm going to try to squeeze it in next hour. It's really beautifully written in a way that covers the bases yet is understandable without being too academic. But instead of going in that direction now, I'm reminded that, you know, what you're talking about, the F the Muslims, if somebody were chanting that at some...
Which I'm wholeheartedly against, by the way.
Oh, good Lord. No, it'd be terrible. It reminds me, it was called Under Dogma. There was a great book in the early 2000s. We talked to the author. I read it. It's one of my favorite books. But it was the weird trend in American society toward where we are now, which is if you're the underdog, you must be right. You must be moral. You must be a paragon. And if you have any sort of power, you're immediately suspect. You are certainly evil and a cheater because that's the only way to have been successful or to have quote unquote power. And I wonder whether, because none of us had heard of critical theory at that point.
Mm-hmm.
The, French born intellectual nihilism. Of the salons of, you know, philosophy in Paris in the 60s. I wonder if that was that creeping into our teachers' colleges and our universities and that sort of thing, but nobody knew what to call it at that point.
Mm.
Because it relates to what we're talking about in that, according to your critical theory people, If a black person vehemently, violently despises white people, all white people, because of the color of their skin, that can't be racism. That can't be, because only the powerful can be racist. Racism is the exercise of power. And if you have no power, you can't be a racist, which gets back to that whole under dogma thing. It's a sick, sick attitude. And it's so disappointing because the United States as a society, and Jack, you know, correct me if you disagree, but we were really getting places in terms of, whoa, hate is hate. Nobody gets to hate because that never ends well. It can't. But then this sick philosophy has taken over, you know, education and the media, and hate is now encouraged.
Yeah, and all racism is wrong. That has really taken some steps backwards, unfortunately.
Yep. Too bad.
Yeah,
I'd snatched say. Defeat from the jaws of victory.
Got some protests going on in the world that are pretty amazing to see. Got still people on the streets in various places around Iran getting beaten and clubbed and shot. Because the morality police beat a girl to death for not wearing her headscarf. So you're, and could you see the video of the guys tearing down the posters of Khomeini on one of the buildings? I mean, that's the sort of thing you do not do in Iran, and they're doing it. So I like seeing that. You never know if that's the beginning of something huge. And then similar in Russia, where there are people on the street in ways that we maybe have not seen at all during Putin's reign, getting beaten in the streets for protesting his announcement about the war. So a couple of our enemies, where they get some violence in the streets, it may turn out to be nothing.
Well, not nothing. I know what you mean. But, you know, I remember, what was it, the Green Revolution in Iran? What was that, about a decade ago, where hundreds of thousands were in the streets? Mm. Well, they took care of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you are brave. You go out into the streets in Russia chant Putin's got to go.
Yeah, the prison terms are years long for protesting this war or even calling it a war.
Man, you're going to get they're going to get a little stick work in on you at best.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are brave people in Iran and Russia who are taken to the streets and protesting. I hope I'm never in a position where I have to, you know, exhibit or not that level of bravery.
Well, I think at this point in my life, I might sit behind a computer screen and write revolutionary rhetoric. I'm not sure fighting cops is really my strong suit right now. I'm just trying to be realistic. You're better off using my brain than my fists, brothers. Are we ready to storm the ramparts? You storm them. I'll write about why we should be storming.
The importance of storming said ramparts.
Yes.
So we got a bunch of stuff to catch you up on. I hope you can stay here. God, I got a sick feeling in my stomach. I wish we hadn't had that conversation about the interest rates earlier. Did you hear about that? You're about the interest rates going up 0.75 again? Ah, dang it.
Well, I tell you this. For what it's worth, the Fed, what they're doing is effective. It's becoming effective.
Yeah.
I've been driving my car for a long time. I tend to drive cars for a long time. I'm thrifty that way. And I'm starting to think, you know, a couple bucks in the bank. I've been driving it a long time. Let's look at another car or something like that. And I tell you what, I got a sick feeling in my stomach. I couldn't.
Yeah, well, my life experience, speaking of having some life experience and getting a little older, my life experience is when you have that sick feeling about the economy, don't ignore that feeling.
Mm.
Do not ignore that feeling.
It's not a bubble. It feels like a bubble. It's not a bubble. I heard some experts say that.
It's a minor correction. All right. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The 220-page lawsuit accuses Mr. Trump and his family of making more than 200 false and misleading asset valuations in the company's financial statements since 2011, including the former president's triplex apartment in Trump Tower, which he claimed is 30,000 square feet. James says it's less than 11,000.
This investigation revealed that Donald Trump engaged in years of illegal conduct to inflate his net worth, to deceive banks and the people of the great state of New York.
So that story was going on during the day at the same time that there's always some legal wrangling over the documents at Mar-a-Lago. Two completely different stories, but they were being approached as, you know, by the Trump-hating world as just, you know, here it is. We've got him cornered. And I thought, these two completely different things. It's just, right. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, the idea that a real estate developer would play fast and loose with various valuations at various times doesn't shock me. Although, you know, I was following the story yesterday and a couple of things emerged. Number one, this Letitia James woman ran on, I'm going to get Trump. I'm going to get Trump for something. I'm going to find something and I'm going to get him, which is a hell of a thing for a country that, you know, says no bills of attainder in the Constitution, meaning laws directed at specific people. Here is Letitia James in a quote, which apparently passes for clever in New York or something. 41, Michael.
Claiming you have money that you do not have does not amount to the art of the deal.
Yeah, you're going to say art of the steal.
It's the art of the steal.
There you go. Okay.
So, yeah, I heard that, and that really rubs me the wrong way. I have been stripped, I think, of emotion around Trump stories. I really, my blood pressure, heart rate doesn't change a bit on any Trump story. It's either true or it's not. Time will tell. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. But I don't like that at all. If he's guilty of something, fine, you know, have the proper penalty. If he's not, If you're just out to get him because you hate him, not cool. I hope that gets stopped. But innocent till proven guilty. How about you don't come up with the clever rhymes? Just leave that out of that.
Yeah, no,
I don't like that at all.
Well said. Yeah, and then Bill Barr, former attorney general, who was a gutless, soulless, corrupt lackey of Trump, according to the media, until he came out anti-Trump for all the January 6th thing. Then he was a hero and a paragon of virtue. Is now commenting on the latest, this alleged scandal in 43.
What ultimately persuades me that this is a political hit job is she grossly overreaches when she tries to drag the children into this.
Yeah, I wondered about that also.
I knew there was more to that clip. Damn it.
I thought 10 seconds sounded a little short.
Yeah. Yeah,
what's he go on to say, Joe?
He goes on to say roughly, and as the attorney general, he can say it better than I can, former attorney general, But he said the specific financial statements that this indictment are based on are something that the children would not have knowledge of. Their due diligence as officers of the company absolutely do not include going over Donald Trump's personal financial statements. It is an incredible reach that they would be part of this.
That's funny. I'm a doofus. Everyone who listens knows. But that's more or less what I thought when I heard that. I thought, so you're claiming the kids were like actively involved in overvaluing the businesses? I find that hard to believe.
Right. So, you know, I'm going to take Bill Barr's word for that. I haven't looked into it very carefully, but he seems to be a straight shooter on matters Trump.
The question is, I think everybody recognizes that it's a game people play in overvaluing things that they have and undervaluing things they want to buy. Everybody tries to do that to a certain extent.
Yeah, go to a car dealer, try to trade in a car for it.
Where it crosses the line into criminality, I don't know, and I hope fair people are going to be involved in deciding that for Donald Trump. So, but yeah. I what I thought was interesting is, and both in the news and in real life with a couple of people I ran into who are not Trump fans, just conflating the Mar-a-Lago thing and this, just kind of just a general grab bag of we've almost got him, which just seems weird to me.
Well, yeah, and I'm just not comfortable with the whole Trump is always right side, and I'm not comfortable with the Trump is always wrong side. I just calm down, everybody.
So, some man's achievements and man's follies for you. I don't know if you saw the latest pictures out of that super cool telescope. Really, really cool. Was that Neptune, Uranus, whichever planet that was with its rings?
Please say Uranus.
Which I didn't even know this planet had rings. I think it's Neptune. Anyway, super cool rings. Just an amazing picture, given how far away this planet is. I mean, it's stunning. I mean, it really boggles your mind to think, I'm looking at this thing that's so far away, you can't even wrap your head around it.
Well, right. And for most of our lives, Earth was this beautiful blue marble with the swirls and the clouds and the land and the rest of it. And the other planets, with maybe a couple exceptions, were like blurry, and Jupiter seemed to have like a red dot or something going on. But
yeah, they were the hunk of styrofoam you used in your science project. That's what they were. And now to actually see them as a fully complicated, beautiful orb with its own thing going so far away is really, really interesting. So I bring that up. We got the amazing technology to be able to do that. At the same time that this is happening, Ian Bremmer tweeted this out yesterday, saying we're nowhere near achieving a sustainable development goal of global peace, as they were talking about the UN yesterday. Yeah. Highest level of violent conflict on planet Earth since 1946. Did you know that? Even before the Ukrainian war, a quarter of the world population lived in conflict-affected areas. So we've got the highest level of conflict since 1946. It is not going the right direction currently for mankind.
Humans. What are you going to do with them?
And as he said, human development was improving over the last 50 years. You cannot say that right now. So on one hand, you got the amazing pictures from outer space. It's amazing what the best and brightest of human beings can do. But is that going to be, that part of humanity going to win out? Or is the squabbling over land and resources that has existed since we crawled out of the ooze, is that going to win the day?
Right. Well, you know, it's funny. I find myself thinking, and I don't know if this is more ridiculous or heavy, but you got people who lived full lives, good lives. They were paying attention. They observed everything we've been talking about through the years, and they passed away in like 2018. And they died thinking, wow, a couple of glitches, but mankind's on a fine path. Boy, did you folks miss some stuff.
Oh, wow. Are they lucky? Are they the lucky ones?
Right. They checked out just before the hotel collapsed.
Yeah, they didn't go back and play for the Wizards. They took that last shot.
What is that, a Michael Jordan reference?
And called it good. Left the stage.
They walked away from the blackjack table. I've played enough. I'm up. I'm going back to the room, honey. Dang it.
Those of us who hung around, we get to see the downside of the trend. Speaking of which, how much is it going to help Russia to bring up those troops, according to analysis in the Washington Post and a whole bunch of other stuff? You know, Russia's got the biggest nuclear arsenal on Earth that he's threatening us with. Did you know that? Some numbers around that that are interesting. Whole bunch of stuff on the way. If you miss an hour of the show, get the podcast. Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.